Bear Country 95.3 and 751. As promised, we're going to go online with Mick from Montague Webworks this morning. Hey, Mick.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing much better. I wasn't here last Tuesday, and that made me very sad because last Tuesday, March 12th, was an important date in the history of the web. And this is a show about the web, right? The website of the week.
Well, we try to go online. Mention a couple of different places you can go when you go online.
That's right. So last Tuesday, I know we're talking about old news here, folks, but it was a pretty important date in terms of a technology that touches so many lives, and that's 30 years ago on March 12th in 1989, Tim Berners-Lee, who is an English scientist who was working in Switzerland at the nuclear research facility they have there, where they have the collider at CERN, the Hadron Collider.
Mm.
At the time, he was very frustrated with the fact that they had computers in the building, but there was no easy way to find documents. So he wanted to come up with a new way of doing it. And he wrote a proposal to his bosses for something called the World Wide Web. And at the time, there wasn't that much in terms of electronic document. There was no search capabilities. You had to kind of know where it was. Mm. And there were things out there. Some people might remember Gopher and Waze and Archie and Veronica, believe it or not.
No, I don't remember.
And all these things. And they were pretty amazing for what they did at the time, but they didn't have the graphical interface and the ease of use. And this is actually the third system that he had come up with. This one stuck.
Oh, pretty bright dude.
That's right. So he was working on it for a while, for many, many years. The second one that he came up with, I think, was called Inquire. And it required that both, if you're, for him, the issue was linking to other documents, right? And that's, links are all, now links are used as navigation in your website that helps sort of organize where the information is, although a lot of times it's not an informational site anymore, it's just entertainment or whatever.
Mm.
But back in the day, it was all information, so people needed to be able to adequately file and categorize and whatever. So there were systems set up like Gopher where it was a number-based menuing system back on the old green screen, just text. There was no, graphical. There was no photos or anything like that.
Boring.
Boring, exactly. But, I mean, these are scientists, right? And they needed to be able to get to the documents. There was no search capability. So so he came up with something called Inquire as a second attempt where if you were going to link to someone else's document or to their server or whatever, you needed to have an agreement in place with that person, and they needed to do work on their end in order to complete the link between the two documents.
The first network.
Right. Person-to-person network. But it required that work. Like, you couldn't link. I couldn't link to your, your page on puppies, for instance. I mean, it was before the web and all that. But
I'm very proud of it.
Let's just call it. That's right. I wouldn't be able to connect to it unless you agreed to do it and did some work on your end.
Mm.
And he said that didn't really work out. So he came up with this other thing where it was just...
So is this guy getting some royalties?
He and his bosses, they worked on it for a little while, and the first web server actually didn't, the whole thing didn't actually come out until November of 1990, so that will really be the 30th anniversary of the birth of the web. The first web server going out that had HTML documents, for the web that you could get to over HTTP. Those are the three pieces.
You're going to have to remind me.
Yeah, well, the clock is ticking. That's that's a really, really important date.
How far we've come in 30 years,
So
Mick.
At that time, they said, no, we're gonna publish it royalty-free. Anybody could use it.
Oh, big mistake.
And, it's interesting because at the time, the people that had patented the Gopher and all these other early technologies were now saying, well, now you have to pay to use them. And everyone's like, forget that. We're going to use this other thing. That's better because you can have pictures and you don't have to do, so it really took off from that point. So
Mick is from Montague Webworks.
And he likes history about the internet and the web.
Yeah, evidently you do. Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. And find the link for the 30% off store at the Bear Country website at bear953.com. Maybe you need your website built. Maybe you need it refreshed.
Maybe all you had is a Gopher page and you need it upgraded to a web page.
Yeah, it's been 30 years, man. Let's go.
Right. Let's get working on that.
So Mick can certainly help you out, and it can happen at a 30% discount. So remember, that link is at the Bear Country website, bear953.com. Mick,
yep.
Take it easy, buddy.
Yep.
All right, it is 7:56.